大家好，我是来自辉县市第一高级中学的牛仁哲。今天我朗读的内容选自乔纳森·斯威夫特的《格列佛游记》。Gulliver's Travels. I attempted to rise, but was not able to stir. For as I happened to lie on my back, I found my arms and legs were strongly fastened on each side to the ground, and my hair, which was long and thick, tied down in the same manner.I likewise felt several slender ligatures cross my body, from my armpits to my thighs. I could only look upwards. The sun began to grow hot, and the light offended my eyes. I heard a confused noise about me, but in the posture I lay, could see nothing except the sky. In a little time, I felt something alive moving on my left leg, which advancing gently forward.Over my breast, came almost up to my chin. When bending my eyes downwards as much as I could, I perceived it to be a human creature, not 6 inches high, with a bow and arrow in his hands, and a quiver at his back. In the meantime, I felt at least 40 more of the same kind, as I conjectured, following the first. I was in the utmost astonishment,and roared so loud that they all ran back in a fright. And some of them, as I was afterwards told, were hurt with the force they got by leaping from my sight upon the ground. However, they soon returned, and one of them, who ventured so far as to get a full sight of my face, lifting up his hands and eyes by way of admiration,cried out in a shrill but distinct voice, Hekina Digu. The others repeated the same words several times, but then I knew not what they meant. I lay all this well, as the reader may believe, in great uneasiness. At length, struggling to get loose, I had the fortune to break the strings and wrench out the packsthat fastened my left arm to the ground. For by lifting it up to my face, I discovered the method they had taken to bind me, and at the same time, with a violent pull, which gave me excessive pain, I little loosened the strings that tied down my hair on the left side, so that I was just able to turn my head about 2 inches.